The 11 o'clock hour of William Tausch begins now. And Tausch, one of your former line mates, is at practice.
Ooh, okay.
I will give you three guesses.
All right.
See if you can determine which one it is. Do you want to ask any questions?
Are you going to ask any questions?
Did
this player play for with Mike McCarthy as the head coach?
He's coming over to me right now. I'm going to say hello to him. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you. Your boy says hello. He's on right now. He says hello. Now, who is it?
Okay.
What was your first question?
I just asked.
I was saying hello to him. Hey, take it easy. I was saying hello to the guy.
You're yelling at me.
I couldn't hear the question.
Tell me who it is. Okay, chill, B. Let's take a mulligan on this and let's reset.
I've only got
19 left.
The first question was, did I play with him under Mike McCarthy?
The answer is yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. It's down to two people for me already.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's Tony Mall.
So, I was going to get... How about you take another mulligan? It's not Tony Mall.
Okay. I only get one more guess. All right, I'm going to say...
I was going to give you three, actually, but... what if I told you... It is not Jason Spitz either. Sorry. All right. Okay. What if I told you that this is not the kind of guy that you want to give away his starting job on him?
Oh, it's Scooter Wells.
It is Scotty Wells, indeed.
Oh, Scotty.
Sends his warm regards to you.
Let me tell you something. You don't want to get Scotty Wells mad. You don't want Scotty Wells mad.
Since he's here, and we do tell that story fairly regularly on this show, how much do you believe that kind of motivation factors into a guy's success or failure as a player? And how much do you think how much value is there in that in terms of channeling your anger or prove it mentality into your performance?
I actually think it obviously depends on the dude. Scotty was driven, and you knew he was going to use that and keep that bottled up and tell everybody to blank off. And a lot of guys, it breaks them, and it gives you the aw shucks, this isn't fair. You can have those thoughts. As Eleanor always says, feel your feelings. But then go about and do something about it. And Scotty did that to a really high degree. He could have easily, and we have told this story a lot because it's a great story. And it tells you about resiliency and the fact that he could have went and joined another practice squad and been, this isn't fair. This is, this blah, blah, blah. And instead he's like, I've already put in my time here. I know I'm better. I know that this isn't the right way and this isn't the right answer. I am the right answer. And when I get that next opportunity, I will prove that, and I'll prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, juror number 8. Scotty Wells did that, and I give him a ton of credit because if you just know Scotty, you would think that he would say, blank off, I'm out. But I think he had enough people around and reasonable to say, I am going to go about my business, and I'm going to go back and get this. And he executed it. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for that.
All right. We not only do we need a break, but I need to take a break because Brian Gutekunst is going to address us here at practice. So, Tausch, I'm going to leave you for a little while.
Okay. Find out what we're doing with that 46 mil. Let's find out what that 46 mil is going to be doing.
I will do that now.
Gutenator.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wilde and Tausch back with you, but it's Jesse and Tausch again. Because, surprise, Brian Gutekunst meeting with the media suddenly at Mandatory Minicamp up in Green Bay, where Jason is hosting the remainder of the show. So he will rejoin us upon the conclusion of that little press conference. What are you most excited to hear from Goody, Tausch?
What are we doing with that 46 mil? What is the plan moving forward? I don't think the Jair news is going to be anything, you know, it is what it is. I don't think that's going to be anything else. But I thought yesterday when we were having those discussions, it's interesting that we have that much cap space left. And is it going to be utilized more in a proactive keeping our guys, which is what I would guess his answer will be, or making a big time move to one of these players that maybe is a little unhappy with their contract? I will be shocked if they do that. I'll be pleasantly surprised if we go make a big move like that, but it's just not typically how Brian Gutekunst goes about his business.
While Jason talks with the Packers general manager at Packers minicamp, we are going to play a round of Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank. I was really excited to play, so we'll have to ask Jason to see if we can get him to have an opinion on some of these questions. Because you heard Evan Cohen join us earlier today from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, weekday mornings starting at 5 a.m. on ESPN Wisconsin. He talked about the conversation that had been brought up when Dan Orlovsky joined about the NFC North quarterback with the most pressure on him entering this season. A couple of pressure-related questions to the NFC North in this round of Take It to the Bank for you, Tausch. First, Take It to the Bank. There's more pressure on Caleb Williams to lead the Chicago Bears to the playoffs this season than there is for J.J. McCarthy to do so in his first season as the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. Take that to the bank?
No. Don't take that to the bank. I know J.J. McCarthy has not played. He basically redshirted last year with that injury. The Minnesota Vikings were one game away from being the one seed. They had an awesome season. They have more talent than the Bears do. They have a better head coach as we sit here today. I don't know Ben Johnson as a head coach. We haven't seen him. Yeah, he's a great play caller. Did a nice job with Detroit. But I look at Chicago as this is the kind of the beginning of a new era. J.J. McCarthy is the beginning of a new era, but not Kevin O'Connell. There's a standard that's there. And do you think that they believe? I mean, they had a journeyman quarterback on a $10 million a year deal last year almost win the toughest division in football. And they got everybody, and they've actually probably even strengthened their roster outside of that. So I get it. I think the pressure is squarely on J.J. McCarthy, much more so than Caleb Williams. If he shows any signs of improvement and the Bears still struggle a little bit, there'll be parades down Michigan Avenue.
But doesn't J.J. McCarthy get kind of a pass in his first, just like Jordan Love did in his first year as a quarterback? Like, there's not a ton of pressure because it's just whatever. If it's great, great. If not, well, it's his first year. He's got to be better next year.
No. You don't get a pass because you have everything lined up and you're a first-round pick and it's your second season. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but they also had a chance of bringing Aaron Rodgers in and they said, nah, we're good. We like this young fella. That's a little bit of added layer to this whole conversation.
Next up, Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank. NFC North pressure questions. There's more pressure on Jared Goff to win the NFC North with the Lions this year than there is on Jordan Love to lead the Packers to a division title. Tausch?
No, disagree with that one. I disagree with that one, too. Jared Goff is who he is. Good player when things are really set up in a great way. They have new coordinators. They have a center that is no longer playing. I know Green Bay's got a center that's new, and you know we don't know what his contract situation is yet, but this entire offseason for the Green Bay Packers was built on, we're going to give Jordan Love every resource to be successful that we possibly can. Oh, you want wideouts? Okay. We'll bring a cat in from the Chiefs. We'll bring in the first drafted first-round wide receiver in 23 seasons. We're going to bring in a jet sweep guy. Oh, and by the way, we didn't think our center last year was very good, so we're going to bring in our versatile guy that has been a Pro Bowl player and pay the top free agent guard in the market to come in and be left guard. All so that our offense is going to be better and more consistent under the third year. Oh, and I just read a big article. Aaron Rodgers won a championship in his third year as a starter. Oh, no pressure, Jordan, but that's what we're expecting from you, too. Pressure's on Jordan Love. I really agree with that, and I think he's ready for it. I think he's really ready for it.
Well, if the pressure's on Jordan Love, how do you answer this final question and take it to the bank presented by Associated Bank? Matt LaFleur is the NFC North head coach with the most to prove this season. And just so we know what's on the table here, Ben Johnson, first year as a head coach with the Chicago Bears. Kevin O'Connell with the Minnesota Vikings had a couple of good seasons, fizzled out in the first round of the playoffs last year. Dan Campbell has gotten the Lions into the playoffs the last couple of seasons, highly regarded, but came up short against the Commanders in their first playoff game last year.
I think Dan Campbell has the most to prove. I think people have looked at him as a meathead. Dan Campbell's a good coach. I think he's a good leader of men. I think he has done, he's done a great job in Detroit. But let's not kid ourselves. Everybody up there thinks from an offensive standpoint, and their offense has been a juggernaut up there with Goff and Amon St. Brown and their running game. Ain't anybody giving Dan Campbell the credit for that. That's Ben Johnson. And he had to replace Ben Johnson. So he's hired well. He's built a really good culture. I couldn't respect what Dan Campbell has done more. But Detroit, I think there's a lot of people, myself included. All right, what's next, man? This business is cruel. That's cute. That's great that you've won divisions and you've done this. But your team's window, you're getting old. You're starting to pay everybody. Your window's going to start... We don't have Ben Johnson. You don't have Aaron Glenn. Who are your new coordinators? You're a great leader. You're a really good coach. It's a lot easier being a really good coach when you have a really smart play caller that designs up great stuff. That's great. You know, you're not a great coach when you're not converting on fourth down and you're giving the ball on the 25-yard line to the other team. So I think Matt LaFleur is going to be Matt LaFleur. We'll find out if Dan Campbell and his offense and everything else is going to be the same when you have the amount of change that they've had to deal with. This is a big year for him, too.
Take it to the bank presented by Associated Bank, and you can take it to the bank. Jason Wilde is back. We go back to Green Bay. Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys. Yes, we talked to Goody for about 8 minutes. I am here to tell you that when I asked him if he felt like their offer was fair in terms of how much money he would be paid and how much opportunity he had to earn back money, he wouldn't even say that there was an offer on the table.
Is that right?
I just sent the audio to our producer's crew. I asked the question kind of toward the end. But and at one point he also said there wasn't nearly as much drama as you might think or something to that effect. I think as much as there were people that said, oh, I had dinner with Matt LaFleur, the Packers are in a good place with Jair Alexander.
Schrager.
I don't think that there was ever a whole lot of hope here that he was going to be a member of the Packers. He did say in his answer to me, about their air quotes offer and about earning back a pay cut. And I believe I got this quote correct. I was trying to remember it as he was talking. they weren't really interested in that. So I think that there was for the Jair Alexander camp, either pay me what I'm owed or cut me, because I'm not going to take a pay cut to facilitate a trade, and I'm not going to accept a pay cut here, and I'll take my chances with my next team. So there were various reports from various outlets throughout this, but I think Rob Domofsky's reporting from the very beginning, it sure sounded to me like that was right all along, and that all this other stuff about, oh, there's an offer on the table, and you know he's going to report to the mandatory minicamp and everything else that was out there. I don't know who those sources were, but Brian Gutekunst sure as heck sounded like this was never something that was ever close to actually happening, that he would return to the Packers. That is my interpretation. I'm sure talk about more of it throughout the day as we listen to what Goody actually said, but he did not sound like someone who ever had his quote-unquote hopes up that Jair Alexander was going to be here. That's my interpretation of that conversation. We'll talk a little bit more about that and more about Packers minicamp, where one prominent player, someone that I have a very high opinion of, is playing a new position out here. We'll talk about that, but I can always talk about Associated Bank no matter where I am. Drove by several branches on my way to Lambeau Field today, because that's what makes a bank local. Their roots in the community, no matter how many branches they may have. And Associated Bank is a proud Wisconsin bank. Started right here in Green Bay, same time as the Packers. They were there when the Packers were born. They've got Packers checking, they've got Badgers checking, they've got Brewers checking, but more importantly, they've got the best customer service in the industry. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more about all the awards they've won and why you should make the switch. Or will the entire straight ahead stick around?
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me
low. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you ignore yourself. So irritating. Oh, don't want to be my friend no more. I want to be somebody. We'll hear from Brian Gutekunst momentarily after our conversation with him, but I did want to share this ticket. You love guys that'll do whatever it takes for the team, right? Those are the guys you want on your team.
Yeah.
Bo Melton playing corner today, but he is also on the first snap of 11-on-11 at wide receiver. So he is not fully converting to corner, but he is adding corner to his repertoire. Apparently, the Packers' version of Travis Hunter. Ryan Gutekunst explained that the coaches talked about it. Obviously, they have a lot of wide receivers on this roster, but having seen what he's able to do on special teams, his brother is a corner in the league, Max. They decided to experiment with this today. So Bo is in with the number one offense at wide receiver. It looks like this might be a run period, which would explain why he and Malik were in there. Now it's Dontavian Wicks and Bo that are out there. But Bo Melton, your new two-way player for the Green Bay Packers, what do you think of that?
I think guys need to find a role that can put them in that where you dress on Sundays. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. You know, I think back to Travis Hunter's obviously because of the draft and what he was able to do at Colorado, but I think back, and I think isn't it Troy Brown, a special teams wide receiver for the New England Patriots in that early era of championships in the mid-2000s. He was somebody that I think they called upon and said, make sure you know and understand how to play corner. Now, you don't want him going out there, and I'm certain they don't want Bo Melton lining up on Amon St. Brown on week one.
like Gucci.
But
left
you don't want to be stuck in a spot where he doesn't know. And now this is the perfect time to be doing that. And I think we all looked at that wide receiver list with the new draft picks and everything else, is saying, boy, it's going to be tough for these, for the Bo Meltons and the Heaths and some of these guys to make the roster. Well, we always had an old saying, the more you can do. If you end up bringing, like Craig Knoll when he joined us, he brought that sausage bread. And he's convinced that sausage bread kept him on the team another year. The more you can do. If you're not a starter, you better be good at making sure that the starter gets the details of a scouting report and sausage bread. That's what it took. The more he could do, he brought it and it worked. So I don't know if this means, well, he's going to be taking meaningful reps. I know this. It ain't going to hurt him. I was very skeptical when what's-his-name, the quarterback, tried to move to be a wideout. Was that last season? I don't remember the kid's name.
Oh, Alex Magoo.
Alex McLaughlin or McLaughlin. That, I was like, all right, yeah, that's Magoo. It ain't going to work. Bo Melton has played good football for this team. This tells me Brian Gutekunst wants to keep him on this team. And Matt LaFleur wants to keep him on this team. You need to do more, and you need to have more versatility in order to probably do that. So if I'm Bo Melton, I'm saying, what else you want me to do? You want me to long snap? All right. Hey, I'll try kicking. I will, you know, whatever it takes. You need guys like that. You know, you kind of sense that was Bo Melton. And I think when you hear and see this, that kind of just validates that.
Well, we'll have to connect it with Craig Knoll so he can get that recipe for the sausage bread. A couple of other notes before we hear from Goody. First left tackle reps today, unlike the first two OTAs that we got to watch, Dort Morgan, not either.
Oh, boy.
Also, with both Elton and Aaron take it to the banks out, Donovan is getting the work at left guard of the ones, and Jacob Monk continuing at center. All right, there were a lot of really good questions asked by...
Say that again. Who is that left guard? I missed it.
Donovan Jennings.
Okay.
For 67 in your program. Spent a lot of time on the practice squad. Unless I gave him the wrong last name, which is also possible. So there were a lot of good questions asked by the reporters in our little scrum with Goody there. But I did ask two of them, and Jesse has cut them up. I want, Tausch, for you to listen to these, put on your Tausch translator hat from the old days of this show. Tell me what you make of his responses to these two questions.
Okay.
Goody, did you feel like the offer, I don't want specifics, but you feel like the offer that you made gave him, it was a fair offer that gave him a chance to earn back whatever he
did? Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the contract stuff, but whether we did or didn't offer anything, it was just something that I think there were conversations. And again, I think that wasn't something they wanted to do. And at the end of the day, we kind of had to really kind of look and see if that was really what we wanted to do as well.
Is the one drawback to having to release Jair the fact that because you couldn't find a trade partner, you have no control over where he goes? And you've said when he's healthy, he's still a really good football player. I mean, there's a chance he could end up at a place where he could hurt you, right?
Yeah, I think when you release any good players, which we've done around here a lot, their contracts run out, I think that's a possibility. Again, I think you're more concerned about your own football team and how that affects us. Because if we take care of us, I'm not concerned, you know, overly about, you know, those kind of things.
Tausch?
Yeah, the first part's easy. You kind of covered it already. Jair's team, they weren't really playing ball. And that's why I don't understand all of the reports, especially Schrager, kind of coming out and saying that that's good. Things are looking good. And for as much as I give Schrager a lot of credit because he's picked, you know, the Chiefs to win a lot of Super Bowls, that's a huge miss by him. I mean, he is a trusted news source, and he just got it completely wrong. So that I think the fact that this was never, you know, really close, that's what it sounds like to me. This was never going to happen. Their team wasn't going to, and I think the Packers didn't utilize much emotional, or they just didn't. It didn't take up a ton of their emotional capabilities as far as what they were trying to do. That's the first part of that. The second part of that is Goody ain't afraid of Jair Alexander.
Yeah, he's not. And I don't think 100%.
I don't think he gives two rips. If you want to go sign with Minnesota, good luck to you, Minnesota. Hopefully you pay him a ton of money and allocate more resources so that you can't put those resources into other places. That's That was pretty crystal clear there.
Yes,
he didn't give a rip about that.
No, he definitely doesn't. Bo Melton has now taken number one snaps with both the offense and the defense here in 11-on-11, except he doesn't have a green jersey to switch into when he goes on defense. So that's a little bit problematic, but this is a fun little thing. I hope Bo is one of the players we get to talk to today. I think he's a very interesting topic, along with everything else that's going on here at Mandatory Minicamp. Jesse,
Jason, how do you think a Schrager, how does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know, because he said that he was out to, first of all, he wanted everybody to know that he went out to dinner with Matt LaFleur during the draft. And then if that's the situation, and this is why, you know, we always talk about having multiple sources and why that's important. We have a whole symposium on the decline of journalism, and I'm not talking about the horse recent years. But like, Matt LaFleur, maybe he had a couple of Pinot Grigios, and he was like, hey, you know, when he said we're in a good place with Jair, maybe he meant the coaches, right? Like, maybe he wasn't talking about the organization. Maybe he wasn't talking about the general manager. Maybe he wasn't talking about the negotiations on a adjusted contract, because as we both have now said in the last 5 minutes, it don't sound to me like there was any negotiation whatsoever. It was basically the Packers, and there was someone else asked the question about why didn't you just take the risk, right? I mean, you're better with him on the team, and $17 million isn't that much. Now, Goody did say that there's going to be some transactions today that will use up some of the cap space, which I thought was very interesting. So do we have a contract extension coming? Is Elgton Jenkins going to be taken care of?
Elgton?
Is Zach Tom going to get a contract extension while he's competing to keep his job at right tackle? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But he did say that.
Who took those reps, Jason? Who took the reps at first at right tackle?
Every single one was taken by number 50. So I don't know
just
what those transactions are.
By what that was.
Yes, me too. So I don't know what the transactions will be, but he did say that. But the reality here is when you look at where this team stands, Goody is not looking to use up the cap space. And we had the conversation with Fergie the Bear in terms of how are you going to use that cap money. It is not burning a hole in his pocket. And he claims that his top three corners of Nate Hobbs, Keyshawn Nixon, and Carrington Valentine, he said they've got 95 starts between them or among them. He feels they've got three guys that are number one corners. That's what he said. You're free to disagree with him, but that's what the general manager believes. And so, you know, they are not going to be pursuing Jalen Ramsey. They are not going to be looking to trade for a corner. They're going to dance with the corners that brung them. And they're going to hope that Kalen King, who's got the broken arm, and Micah Robinson and Bo Melton are able to come out here and give them good depth. So they're in a good spot. And again, they've got, you know, I think both Evan Williams and Javon Bullard are capable of sliding down and playing in the nickel in a slot position. So those guys have positional versatility. So they have some options there. But again, it's the old Ted Thompson saying of you feel really good about your depth, but you're a couple of sprained ankles away from being thin. And I just don't see them as being deep enough at corner. Bill Huber made a good point to Goody that, yeah, it's great that you feel really good about those three guys and they've started a bunch of games. The guys behind them have basically not played at all.
What did Goody say?
He basically said that, you know, we think that those guys with an opportunity, with they're good players, and they don't have a lot of experience, but that they like who they have in their depth. So, again, this is the time of year, too, Tausch, where you like a lot of guys, right? And then we'll see if that changes when we get.
You crowned what's his name way back in the day. I can't.
Why do
Allison.
I always
Who's
get blamed for Tory Gurley?
Tory Gurley, you crowned
one story
early
on him.
On.
I went to newspapers. Now you crowned him. The archive. I found one story I wrote
you crowned
about
him.
One.
You crowned him. It was a crowning. This was, and I don't know if this was you or Domofsky that asked this, but about taking on the risk of signing Jair that you just mentioned, and Goody says, we've done that the past few years, and it didn't really work out for us.
I think it was Dennis Krause of Spectrum.
Krause. Veteran.
Good question by
That's
Dennis.
A veteran question.
Yeah, he covered you. That's how old he's been doing it.
Guys, it's Dennis has been on a long time. He's a pro. It's become fairly obvious. Anyone that got after you, Domofsky, whoever, about this Jair story, if it hasn't become abundantly clear that this was never going to happen, just listen to Goody today. It's pretty clear. This was never going to happen.
Correct. Yep. Right. You're right indeed. So, all right.
I think we could put a bow on the Jair Alexander until he signs with Minnesota or Detroit. This thing's bowed up.
It is. Now it's more about bowl melt instead. We will wrap things up. As the Packers continue their minicamp practice. Next, it's Will the Intent.
This is Jim Rutledge from Jim, Matt, and Molly, a finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team for the third year in a row. Help us win it all this year and vote every day this month at madisonmagazine.com/BOM.
Packers practice rolls on at the mandatory minicamp, the first three, as the Packers offseason program will come to an end on Thursday. Tausch, I just saw Matt Scheinman in the Athletic reporting that the Packers are taking on all of the dead cap for Jair this season. They're not pushing any of it into next year because they've got so much cap space to work with. Give me one guess on what the rest of that or what another portion of that cap space will be that we're going to find out later today. What's your guess? And then we'll see if either of us is right.
I mean, they have to. There's two roster spots open, so they're going to bring a couple guys in. I think Elgton Jenkins he'll have a new deal before the end of this minicamp.
Okay. I am going to go with Zach Tom contract extension.
Wow.
Well, we can't get the same thing, so I had to try something different.
Okay. Well, I hope you're anything. Right. I hope we're both right.
Oh, wouldn't that be that? He did say a couple of things. Well, maybe it's both. Mm-hmm. There must be something else that we're not thinking of, but we'll find out later today. Supposedly, any final messages for when I see Scott Wells the rest of the day? What's he even doing here, Mike?
Well, he works for the NFLPA. He has some stuff with the NFLPA, so I'm sure that that's probably a part of it. But, no, just tell Scotty and Julie and the whole crew hello. That's all.
Tausch sends his love. All right, well, that's all we've got for today as well. We'll be back tomorrow with more from Packers Minicamp. This has been Wildy and Tausch. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.